Dirty bomb suspect Jose Padilla was indicted today with conspiracy to commit murder and to aid terrorists. The U.S. citizen has been held without charge in solitary confinement in a military prison for more than 3 years. In 2002, he was designated an enemy combatant by President Bush in a plot which the government alleged he planned to release a dirty bomb in this country. At a news conference in Washington this morning, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said Padilla's designation as an enemy combatant has no legal relevance to the charges that the government brought today.
Under the president's directive, he is no longer being detained by the Department of Defense as an enemy combatant. The president has directed that upon my request, the Department of Defense will transfer control of Mr. Padilla to the Department of Justice. The president's order makes clear that his directive to the Department of Defense as of June 9, 2002 has been superseded, and that Department of Defense's authority to detain Mr. Padilla upon the transfer will also cease.
Padilla's designation is irrelevant, the attorney general says. Well, joining us now is Jay Weaver, who's covering the story for the Miami Herald. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
No legal relevance. I suspect Mr. Padilla's lawyers may disagree.
Well, they do. I have not had a chance to speak with Donna Newman, who has represented Mr. Padilla, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, the Bush administration had been using Mr. Padilla as a sort of poster child to test the legal boundaries of whether or not they could detain him as an enemy combatant. And it's pretty clear from the Bush administration's actions today that they have defaulted, thrown in the proverbial towel, because they were facing a Supreme Court petition by Mr. Padilla's lawyers that sought to have him released if they were not going to charge him. And in fact, the government decided not to hold him in the military brig any longer and to hold him as an enemy combatant, and they gave up that fight. And now he's going to be charged in a court of law where he probably should have been charged all along. I can assure you that there's been some tension between the Bush administration and prosecutors in South Florida over this whole matter, because I know that the prosecutors for months, if not for more than a year, have wanted to charge Mr. Padilla. And if you look at the indictment, I can recall writing stories last year about the other co-defendants in which Mr. Padilla was an unindicted co-conspirator. And if you just plug in his name, you know, into those unindicted categories, you will see that the indictment is identical. Nothing has changed. That was 15 months ago. So in effect, they have finally allowed the Justice Department to charge him in a criminal court. And they are no longer going to be using any sort of military tribunal to do this as a way to short-circuit the whole civilian court system that we have in this country.
Well, what about those earlier allegations? The then-Attorney General Ashcroft came out and said this man was going to explode a dirty bomb in this country. Later, there were some allegations that he planned to blow up apartment buildings in New York with gas explosions. Any of that in this indictment?
Well, it's a shame that, you know, our former Attorney General Ashcroft, as well as Alberto and Gonzalez, have never addressed those issues. Their deputies have raised those issues not only in the aftermath of 9/11, but even before the last presidential election. The fact of the matter is those allegations remain unanswered, because this indictment does not deal with those allegations. This indictment deals with a more general allegation that Mr. Padilla participated with four others in a conspiracy to raise funds for a violent jihad abroad, that is to not only kill Americans and their allies abroad, but to form recruits, to gather weapons, and to use their monies to finance these efforts against Americans. And the fact of the matter is, there are various questions listed as to where they were doing these recruitment activities, and Mr. Padilla himself is identified as having gone through some training in an area near Osama. But again, there's no specifics as to cause and effect. These material support cases are typically based on a lot of circumstantial evidence. And in this instance, it's about the raising of monies here in South Florida and in Detroit and in Canada through Islamic charitable foundations that the government perceives or says are essentially fronts for Islamic activities abroad to kill Americans and their allies.
And very briefly, what happens to the petition before the Supreme Court? Is that now moot?
I would suggest that it is moot, because the government is not going to contest the petition that was filed. and therefore the issue of whether or not Mr. Padilla has enemy combatant status no longer exists, because he's now being charged as anybody would be charged if they were charged in a court of law, and he's being charged in the Southern District of Florida in Miami, because much of the fundraising I described a moment ago was taking place in Broward County, the Fort Lauderdale area just north of Miami.
Jay Weaver, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Jay Weaver, a reporter for the Miami Herald, and he spoke to us from his office there. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.
And I'm Leanne Hansen in Washington.